Thanks for joining us as we continue our journey through the Bible. Today's passage is Exodus chapter 11, verse 9. The Lord had said to Moses, "Pharaoh will refuse to listen to you so that my wonders may be multiplied in Egypt." Have you had time to read the morning paper or check out the news on your smartphone? Maybe you watched a morning news show while on the treadmill or elliptical machine, or as you gulp down your breakfast. Do you realize that when your favorite news person is describing the day's events, he or she is describing God's story? Just as God was at work in the history of the world in Exodus chapter 11, so he is at work in the history of the world today. The proverb says, "The king's heart is like channels of water in the hand of the king. He turns it wherever he wishes." From the Far East to the Middle East to Washington, D.C., God is directing the events of history. And just as God is at work in the history of the world, so he is at work in the history of your world. That may be hard for you to believe right now. Your life may seem to be on hold or maybe in chaos. But you can be sure that God is using every experience to weave a magnificent masterpiece with your name stitched at the top. You can trust him. The colors of the thread he uses today will complement and accent the colors he uses tomorrow. Father, I thank you that you have not set the world spinning like a top and left it to spin on its own. I thank you for being directly involved in the affairs of man. And I thank you for being directly involved in the affairs of my day. In Christ's name, amen.